thinking about the Catholic Caring Foundation, how long have you had a relationship with them and how has it helped?
Oh, it's helped tremendously. We've had a relationship that, and I'm only going from memory here, I think it's been 4 years. And what we do is they help contribute towards the wages of our field officer. But more importantly, they also contribute money for us to purchase food vouchers. Because invariably, being the national coordinator, and I know the Catholic Caring Foundation only goes from Bombay up north, and we do monitor that very carefully, a grandparent may ring me in absolute tears that Child, Youth and Family or the police indeed have dropped 4 or 5 little children on her doorstep. She has got no food in the house for these children, never mind clothing. So what I would do under those circumstances is make sure that they are a member of the organisation, of course, and then post them out, where applicable, a food voucher, which sees them through that very hard time. I've had grandparents, one grandmother I can remember in particular that we did send out a $100 food voucher to. She had 7 grandchildren living with her, and she got up the next morning and her house had been totally stripped. Done by family members, I don't mind telling you. It had been totally stripped. They took all the children's cell phones, they took her wallet, they took her purse. She didn't even have milk in the fridge for a coffee that morning. They even cleared out the fridge. So it's those sort of emergency situations that, hey, it's so wonderful, we're able to step in and say, courtesy of the Catholic Caring Foundation, here is a food voucher to see you through. And I tell you what, they cry.
Now maybe we get on to kind of like the personal side of it.
Yeah.
How did the trust start? I mean,
okay, how it started was my husband and I had 3 children of our own, and we took on 2 foster girls. Both of them were 14. One of them's done extremely well and is still heavily involved in our family. The other one, unfortunately, was too late for her, and she chose a path which was not a desirable path. It was a path of drugs, prostitution, fraud, you name it, she did it. But she also produced 2 little children. The children, to say the very least, were severely neglected and abused. Child, Youth and Family became involved, and they knocked on our door and said, will you take the children? Now, my husband and I finally were free of children. We had been 6 months free of children. We were ready to travel around and do what we wanted to do. So we talked about it very, very carefully and very long. And because we'd already taken in 2 foster children, we decided that we had done our bit for society. But God had other plans for us. I took the children. They were in a Barnardo's caregiver's home. I took the children for a weekend because my niece was doing a ballet recital and I thought the girls might enjoy that. So we took them for the weekend, and on the Monday I duly dropped the girls at their kindy and their school. And at 3 o'clock that afternoon there was a knock on the door, and it was a Child, Youth and Family social worker who said, I'm sorry, you have to take the girls because we don't have any beds for them. So that was God's plans for us. So we've been raising these girls now for 13 years. So after 2 years of going through horrendous stress, and by horrendous stress, I mean, you get to the point where you're too frightened to go to the letterbox because there's going to be another legal bill. You get to the point where you're too scared to answer the phone because we still live in our home 30 years later. Everyone knows our phone number. They know where we live. Is it the abusive mother or father on the end of the phone? And that's where the family dynamics come into all of this. And it fractures families. But anyway, I decided that I can't be the only one in the whole world doing this. So I put an advert in the North Shore Times Advertiser in February of 1999. And the rest, as they say, is history. My phone's just never stopped ringing. So there we go, from one little tentative hand in the air. And also it was the injustice of what I saw that was going on that prompted me. Because our girls had to go to Supervised Access Centre for visits. And what that means for those that don't know is a little kindergarten will open on a weekend, and the grandparents, or and sometimes it might be the dad or the mum, not just purely for grandparents, it could be fraction, you know, separated families who are arguing and things like that, drop the children off there, say at 10 o'clock, and then at 10:45 the parents or the opposing parent comes in and has a 2-hour access visit, which is supervised by people. Then they go away, and then a half an hour later, the caregiver comes up and picks up the children. And I just saw, she's still a member of our organisation, Sarah, and Sarah would just cry and cry. The children would cling to her legs, and there were three of them. Please, Nanny, don't leave me. I don't want to go in there. Please, please. And I just got so, pardon me, bloody angry. That, you know, these parents can abuse these children. They can neglect these children, yet they're still allowed to go and have access visits with them. Isn't that further traumatising the children? So I just got mad. So from there, after 6 months of my phone ringing non-stop, we decided to call a public meeting. So we involved our community coordinator, a number of MPs, and we had a community meeting. And Jill Nooney still laughs to this day because she was absolutely convinced we were all having her on and it wasn't real. We got up there and we had a lot of people attend and we told our stories. And the word spread. And as I say, it's not the expense of advertising. You can't get better than the word spreading via mouth. And the word spread, and all of a sudden I was approached by people in West Auckland who said, well, you're doing that, we want to join you because we're doing that too. So the infrastructure began. We set up an infrastructure of support groups scattered here, there and everywhere, and they were all walking the walk and talking the talk. They were all grandparents raising their grandchildren. So we began and formed a trust in 2001, and today we are known as a charitable trust. So the organisation's grown from 1 to 4,622, and it will not stop. And what we're doing now is we've got to look at future planning and proofing the organisation, because eventually the grandparents, although they won't totally die out, once they're dead, and if these children get into trouble, and invariably that will happen because they haven't had the counselling support placed around them, their parents are not going to be able to be the grandparents of the future. It's going to fall to other wider family members. Grandparents will always be there, because it happens to anybody. You know, it can happen to anybody, believe you me. You can be a doctor, you can be a nurse, you can be the top of your profession. It can come knocking on your door.
So, in all this time, you've maintained your passion and your energy?
I have, absolutely. Absolutely, because I was writing an article for the newsletter, because we've got something coming up soon which is quite exciting. And I mean, because of minimal funding, we do it our way. Okay, we're used to being lean and mean. We raise grandchildren, we know how to do it. But, you know, I was writing this article, and it's simple. It's a simple thing, like in every newsletter that goes out, there's going to be a bumper sticker. And it's going to have grandparents raising grandchildren with our website and our 0800 number. Now, this is more than a double-edged sword. It's to alert. We're asking all our members and other organisations to pop it on the back of their car. It sends a message out there to those that may need our services. This is where we are. It also sends a message to the general public and raises awareness. And more importantly, it sends a message to the powers that be that we are here. And as I was typing this little letter, giving our people a little bit of blurb about what we're doing, grand power came to mind. Grand power. But that's the way we do things. You know, we can't afford big national adverts and things like that.